Over the past 20 years, only four different teams have won England's Premier League soccer title. You know these names even if you don't really follow soccer. Manchester United, Manchester City, Arsenal, Chelsea. Leicester City is not one of the four. In fact, Leicester City has not won a title in more than 100 years. Just last year, they were on the verge of dropping out of the league entirely. As we've been reporting on this program, though, they're on the edge of winning a title this year. A tie over the weekend against Manchester United didn't quite do it. But they're close. NPR's Lauren Freyer traveled to Leicester.
Karishma Kapoor is a 20-year-old business student from Leicester. She's a soccer fan and a betting woman. One day last August, she was at her grandmother's house.
We just all sat round, just talking, and then football came up, and we just thought, why not? It's only £1, so we put £2 on at 5,000 to 1 odds.
She placed a bet online that her hometown soccer team, Leicester City, would win England's Premier League. At the time, they were in last place. Now, Kapoor stands to win nearly $15,000 from that $3 bet. That's the sound of Leicester City scoring Sunday. They ended up tying 1-1 against Manchester United, which leaves their fate hanging on a Tottenham-Chelsea game Monday. If Tottenham tie or lose, the Premiership is all Leicester's.
It hasn't sunk in. No one in this city at the moment knows how to deal with this. Everyone's obviously excited and happy.
Ashley Watson has three Leicester City tattoos. His forearm reads, "Leicester till I die."
This season is the most remarkable season in the history of my, not just football, but my life, because you never thought Leicester could win the league.
With a squad whose starting 11 cost about $24 million to originally acquire. Bigger, richer teams pay up to four times that for one star player.
I got an American journalist interviewing me now about Leicester City. Even a year ago, that would never happen. Everyone knows Leicester now. Everyone loves the story. So I bet it'll be a Hollywood film one day. It will.
Indeed, a film is being made about Leicester's top goal scorer, Jamie Vardy, who a few years ago was working in a factory and playing soccer at night in the equivalent of the minor leagues. Even the Church of England is flying the Leicester City soccer flag atop the local Gothic cathedral here. Overshadowed by bigger Birmingham, 45 miles away, Leicester is one of England's most diverse cities. On a Sunday stroll through the city centre, I met an African gospel choir, Muslim women in headscarves, and an entire soccer-crazed Vietnamese family, all wearing curly clown wigs in blue and white Leicester City colours. Leo Daniels lives on Narborough Road, known as Britain's most diverse main street.
On Narborough Road, where you can eat Turkish, you can eat Indian, Pakistani, Greek. There's so many different languages spoke there and different people living there.
Taking his kids out for ice cream, he points out local team spirit.
We're looking at a Leicester City scarf round the statue of Richard III's neck. It's like everything connected with Leicester and about Leicester is now supporting Leicester City for this title run. Amazing. It's fantastic.
This is where the bones of the 15th century King Richard III were found buried under a parking lot a few years ago. Some Leicester fans like Steve and Rachel Hare believe the spirit of their king 500 years ago is guiding their soccer team now.
If he could be here, he'd be cheering them on.
He's been here for 500 years. We just didn't know it.
That's pretty much how they feel about their soccer team, too. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Leicester, England.